Well, you know, the feminists used to say the personal is political. And we should have listened to them when they said that, because they meant it, you see. And what they meant was that absolutely every detail of your life would become politicized, and that they meant to get into your life. They meant to be in your business. They meant to be sitting across the kitchen table from your husband and sitting in the back seat of your minivan. And, you know, they meant to be part of every aspect of your life. And indeed, you know, now 30, 40 years later, we can see that every aspect of life has been politicized, you know, right down to what you're allowed to say and think, not to mention how you raise your kids and how you conduct yourself at work. I never was a, you know, a bra-burning, Betty Friedan thumping type of feminist. I mean, I just wasn't. But what I took from feminism was permission to nag my husband about every single job around the house, all the, you know, different chores and so on. You need to do half of everything I think is important. That's what I took it to mean. I would feel like I would be put upon, you know, like I'm being oppressed. Well, how am I ever going to make tenure if he's not helping? I was so anxious about myself and whether my dignity was somehow being affronted by me having to do too many dishes or me having to go to the laundromat too many times or something, you know. Somehow my dignity was at stake in all of that. And it took a long time to shake that off, a long time.